Thanks for listening to the podcast. We hope you enjoy it. The show notes are included in the summary for each episode. Notes can be accessed from the Mobile Marketing Podcast link at the top and bottom of the dominoresearch.com website. If you like the podcast, please take a moment to help us out. Rate and review us on your preferred medium. We are currently available on iTunes, Google Play Podcast, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Thank you. Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hello there, and welcome. We are all the way up to episode 93. That's right, the big 100 is clearly in our sights, and it will be here before any of us even realize it. Today, however, we are running a compilation of the best of our online coaching episodes. We've pulled together clips from three of our extremely popular coaching episodes, and we're presenting you with the highlights and high spots, so to speak. The episodes we've chosen for the compilation are numbers 18, 47, and 75. These episodes span a couple of years, so you will be able to get a sense of how the basics of coaching and marketing your courses haven't really changed, although they have evolved and become a bit more refined. So kick back, put your headphones on, and get ready for the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. So first up, we're going to talk about the basics, and this goes back to episode 18. If you're not entirely sure why online coaching and mobile marketing are so compatible, then this clip is the one that's going to set you straight. The episode was titled Online Coaching Plus Mobile Wallet Equals Maximum Engagement. And with that, here we go.
Absolutely. So, and then you can put informational materials of your next retreat, of your events, right on the back of the pass as well. Reminders, you can engage with them by doing a push notification right on their lock screen and let them know where you're going to be and what's new in your business.
So how do these passes get on the phones?
Well, they get on the phones by scanning a QR code or the URL, the link.
So if somebody is reading, say, one of the emails in your funnel, and they're reading it on their computer screen, you've got the QR code right there. You tell them, obviously. If you don't tell them, you don't get a really good reaction, but that's the same as pretty much everything else. You tell them, scan this pass with your iPhone, scan this QR code to get instant updates or some other piece of your funnel, whatever it is that you're using to market with at that point. Or if they're already reading your email on mobile, they can simply tap the link and it will drop directly into their phone. On the iPhone, it's a really simple process. It goes right into Apple Wallet. And then on the Android.
On the Android, you need to use a third-party app right now. Not with Android Pay or Google Wallet or whatever they're going to call it.
Exactly.
Right now it's a third-party app. You download the app onto your phone and the pass is automatically put on there just like you would scan it into Apple Wallet.
And you know, some people already have wallet apps that are compatible with these on their Androids. That does happen occasionally. So you never know. But anyway, that's how passes.
Just make sure you have a QR reader right on your Android.
It's just really basic. They can either tap the link or they can scan the QR code. That's the two ways that the pass goes into the phone. Now, one really kind of cool stat is once the pass goes into the phone,
there's a 90% retention rate.
Yeah.
What that means is that 90% of the passes that are installed on the phone are not deleted.
Which is like way more than you can say for 90% of your emails or 90% of your SMSs or 90% of your video marketing views or 90% of you that are listening to this podcast right now are not going to keep it downloaded in perpetuity on your phone. So even podcast marketing isn't as effective without a mobile wallet marketing component. Let's just take a second and talk about some of the different types of coaching.
Okay. Well, there's business coaching.
Business executive
coaching. Life coaching.
Absolutely. A lot of people are into life coaching. Again, we don't care what kind of coaching you're doing. We're simply trying to tell you how to build your business in an effective manner that's both cost effective and effective. One of the girls that we went sailing with the other day, she's not really a girl, I suppose, but anyway, she is a parenting coach.
Yes.
Teaches parents how to interact with their children in effective ways. And so that's like a coach. Then there's the group of people who aren't coaches per se, but run online courses, video courses, webinars, things like that, where you want people to give you money and sign up to learn what it is that you want to tell them. And we find that a lot of coaches also have online courses, which is why we've kind of lumped these in here together.
Yes.
Now, our next clip is from episode 47. It was titled Better Online Coaching by Using Mobile Notification. In this clip, Kim and Hazel, that would be me and Hazel, are talking about how well-organized coaches are super good at segmenting their user installs based on interest level and type, and then how they will run specific marketing campaigns tailored to those segments. Go ahead, have a listen.
Right, so let's go back to coaching on this.
Yeah, I did get kind of off track there.
That's all right. So talk about a couple of elements besides lock screen notifications that are brilliantly executed with mobile wallet passes. So much so that the average email blast or SMS broadcast cannot touch them.
Well, you know, when I was looking through the stats, we've got some coaches who appear to be very well organized, and they're also super good at segmenting their user installs based on things like interest level and type of prospect. And they're running specific marketing campaigns to those segments.
Right.
You know, there's no point in trying to push a small group class upgrade at premium prices to somebody who hasn't even signed up for a basic course. That's kind of like a waste of time.
Right.
And, you know, reasonably, you could say it's like throwing your prospect out the window of a 15-story building since they're not connecting with you or your offer because it's not targeted right and you've just killed the prospect.
So what does that mean with our organized people? They're running multiple campaigns?
Yes, across multiple passes, they're targeted and segmented, and as they are moving people through their funnel, I see them asking people to daisy chain new passes, so that's they've got one pass and they ask them to put in an additional pass, and when they get customers who have actually signed up and gotten into the program, I notice that a couple of the coaches are asking people to delete their old passes, which is kind of an odd thing at first, I thought.
Right.
But then it really makes sense because if you're sending a marketing message to an older pass that's no longer applicable, you don't even want that in there. It's like when you go and you buy something and the next thing you know, the company that you bought it from is remarketing you or retargeting you all over the internet. And you're like, oh my God, you know, I bought that book or I bought those shoes. Why are you sending me 27 ads for it?
Yes, Amazon.
It's not just Amazon, but you know, I'm looking and I see in the stats, you can see the transition where let's say that 100 new passes were added in a specific campaign and 70 old passes were deleted. So the net is still, it's still even better than a one-to-one, but what's happening is these coaches are getting smart. They're engaging and interacting with people, keeping them in the right part of the funnel, and not blindsiding them with stuff that, frankly, they just don't even need.
Right, right. And that's the other thing that the where the coaches are excelling at is that, there's content change-up. I mean, if there's a demographic that was interested but didn't bite on the course and the course is closed with a decent interval before it goes into the marketing phase again, then just having the pass sitting idle in someone's phone for the entire gap between start dates is kind of silly.
It is.
Yeah. So why not turn that into something entirely different? Do you cross-promote with other coaches or someone with a mastermind? Do you share the traffic or push cross-traffic with another program? You can literally turn the pass into a marketing and lead magnet for the other program in like 5 minutes tops. It's really that easy. It's filling out a few forms, hitting submit, and then approving the changes.
I know, and you would think that maybe the phone owner would be confused, but it actually doesn't work like that.
No.
Phone owners aren't necessarily cognizant of what passes in their phone at any given time, so they almost never realize that the coach has switched the content and now they're being remarketed for another course or another program or another product. And, you know, reasonably speaking, we're still running that same 90% keep rate on the passes. So people aren't deleting the passes. You know, really the big thing with pass deletion is when people get too many messages from you, that's when they delete your pass. So if you switch your content to your next product or you decide to send your traffic to another program for, say, a month while you're in between offers in your own program, this really doesn't affect the keep rate on the passes.
Right. Do you want to talk about the SoCal guys? Or should I?
Go ahead.
All right. So now I know there is a group of marketers out there who fully believe that blasting the daylights out of everyone who has ever signed up for a lead magnet is...
Talking to you, San Diego.
is the way to run a business. But perhaps those guys, I mean, the SoCal guys, yes, it works. But I know a day does not go by that I don't see an email from them. And sometimes multiple emails. I don't unsubscribe since I'm nosy and I want to know as a marketer what they're doing. But guys, it really, seriously, it can't be that effective.
And the last clip in our Best of Online Coaching episodes comes from episode 75. That episode was titled, Life Coaches See Engagement Through Mobile Notifications. Some of our favorite life coaches have told us time and again that using mobile as a primary means to communicate and engage with clients and prospective clients is the most effective and most productive means they have when it comes to seeing real ROI. So, we're going to finish up with this clip and see you next time. Okay, so just to circle back, today we're talking about ways to organize your mobile passes to work with the course material that you have set up through your existing lesson plans.
Yeah, that's right. So in this instance, the front of the pass will have the course name or session number. Even the time and place can be added to the front. And on the back of the pass, would have any external links to navigate clients to your location, like where the classroom would be. Simply add the address and then the map app pops up and will lead your students there. And also, if any course material that your students need to get from a bookstore, such as textbooks or any other printed material, you can put a map to that bookstore as well that will have that in stock.
Right. So if you have a course that has no physical location and all of the materials are done online, which is a really popular, common way to do this, then you can also put a link directly to the shopping cart system or a link to specific items directly on the back of the pass. So for instance, let's say that you have published a book and you do your sales through Amazon. And you want all of your students or your clients to go and buy the book, download the book, pay for it, then you really just want to put one of your Amazon links. You can even use an Amazon referral link so that you're getting the referral plus the purchase price
right
onto the back of the pass. I mean, this is like, it's a no-brainer. It gives them zero excuse to not have the course material.
Right. And now all the other online materials are also placed on the back of the pass. So that could include, let's say, your daily worksheets, like, let's say, your top three priorities in life right now, or your top three stressors in life right now.
I know what mine are.
You know, any daily habit worksheets can be retrieved this way, and any boost of strength exercises that you want your students to do can right be put on the back of the pass. So even if you have like a pros or cons list that you want to give out to your students, and it doesn't really matter also the format, it can be like a JPEG or a PDF, it can all be organized to be put on the pass, and especially if these items open up, let's say, a form app, you know, so a client or a student will tap on the link, and then the form app would pop up and they'll be able to fill out that information on those worksheets. And with that, it's still your own link. So you can track your metrics. You can track who's opening it. You can track if they're not opening it and figure out which worksheets are working for you. So you can even do like an A-B testing in there as well.
So I want to point out here a couple of small things. You know, you can send reminders directly to the lock screen. So if you are doing, for instance, an all-day workshop or a seminar type of thing, then you can use the pass as a continuing reminder tool. You send the reminders directly to the lock screen that says that you have a daily update or a new worksheet or a new chapter or whatever it is, you know, that sort of thing. We also have some of our really motivated, super successful, I should also say, coaches that we work with. They use the lock screen notification to push out their daily motivation thought. So it's, you know, one of the first things that people are going to see when they look at their phone in the mornings. And, you know, it kind of helps to make sure that they are kind of getting up on the right side of the bed, so to speak.
Right, right. And, you know, another way to look at a mobile passes is notifications, but it holds the course materials all under one mobile channel. And it communicates in real time as the progress during the seminar, kind of making it a digital coaching assistant.
Dude, yeah, you could totally think of it as a digital coaching assistant. You know, don't forget videos or podcast post lectures that are additional material, bonus material. You can include things like this if you don't want to distract them from what's going on, but you do want to have that information accessible. You know, we see quite a few of the online coaches. I mean, it varies from one to the next, but the majority of them, the really successful ones, do seem to rely pretty heavily on either videos or podcasts to help them out. And, you know, you can do a secondary or a daisy chain type of pass that has additional video content on it, and that also gives you another opportunity to send lock screen reminders for the second pass. And, you know, maybe you simply do a pass that contains all of the video or all of the audio if you have a podcast or you're doing SoundCloud or something like that. And you just put your listen links or your view links right on the back of the pass. I mean, it works really well. We do that with our podcast updates for this very podcast. And every time we send out the lock screen notification, we see a new flurry of activity that is completely separate from any notifications from like Stitcher or Google Play or whatever.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And there you have it, the three clips that comprise the best of online coaching. We will see you back here in 2 weeks. And what was the other thing I wanted to point out? Oh, if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can use dominoresearch.com, handy contact form on there. You could go to mobilewalletmarketer.com, another handy contact form on there. KimStewart.net, CannabisWallet.net. I mean, you know, we've got these sort of contact forms and stuff all over the place, so we're not that hard to track down, and we're perfectly happy to help. Thanks. Have a great week.